Amnesty International says that Boko Haram's early January massacre in northeastern Nigeria could be the deadliest attack in the history of the militant group. The rights group says that the recent attacks on the towns of Baga and Doron Baga have taken the lives of some 2,000 people. It says that the terrorists even shot dead a woman in labor in Baga, but the Nigerian military says the total death toll sits at around 150. Meanwhile, aerial shots obtained by Amnesty International show the scale of destruction in the two towns in Borno State. In the pictures taken after the attack, almost every building and tree has been destroyed. Overall, more than 3,700 structures, including houses and schools, have been completely destroyed. Local officials say Baga and at least 16 surrounding settlements have been razed to the ground, and some 20,000 people have fled the area. Joining us now on the line from Kano in northern Nigeria is our correspondent Mustafa Muhammad. Mustafa, please tell us more about Amnesty International's recent statement regarding the brutal massacre that the Boko Haram carried out in early January in northeastern Nigeria.
Well, honestly speaking, the attack by Boko Haram at the northeastern town of Baga is really devastating. With regards to the witnesses' statement and also the recent report released by Amnesty International that shows an images of destruction of houses, clinics and shops, and almost most of the town of Doron Baga have gone under that attack. So the images really showed how devastating really was the attack of Baga. Though Nigeria's security forces earlier on said that the number of people that were killed were not up to 150, but these images and also the witnesses as said by Amnesty International suggest that the toll of the number of people that died, the death toll might have increased, might have been more than 150. And also before authorities in Baga said nearly 2,000 people were killed. So this is the scale of the attack that is seems to be the most deadliest carried by Boko Haram.
Mustafa, one last question before we leave you. What's the public opinion amongst the Nigerian people? Do they feel that Abuja is doing enough to protect its civilians against such attacks carried out by the Boko Haram?
Well, honestly speaking, people are really worried about the continuous attack on the villages and towns in northeastern part unabated. And they have the opinion that government is not doing enough, especially now that the nation is heading towards elections in February 14th. So there are a lot of skepticism and a lot of fears that what is going to happen during the eve of the election, especially that the bombing using underage female girls continue in different parts of northern part of the country. So people are really worried. And they are not happy the way things are going, that the government is not doing enough to tame the insurgency in northern parts of Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Press TV's Mustafa Muhammad joining us on the line from Kano in northern Nigeria.